yesterday we discussed a little bit about some of the aspects of Dashin Yesh and Mikvish and the Sabbath. We have some examples in terms of Masnida, in terms of Sukkah. Now we're looking at the main Sigi today, in the Sigi of Via Saddam. Okay. So coming to mind, the Baal of Dalam and Aleph, he quotes the following gene, the sign of full on the bottom, the Rekiva Onna, the nine of Revias Dam, the Yotz, the Shemeshim, the Shemetal, the Oil. How do you know that if Revias of Dam comes out of two different nations, so it starts together through the Talmud of Oil, Shemem are a full ashes Mesel Yodo. So since it's written below Shon Rabin, it's not written below Shon, actually written that, to that above, but it's pronounced below Shon Rabin, so Shem the Fosh is sure Rabin. So therefore we have a way of Kedash is possible to refer to, even though it's coming from two Mesel, that's also okay, it can become Talmud. The Rabban, the Chum will disagree with Rabbi Akiva, who say that the Revi is not only that comes out of one mace, is the Tame, Nafshas Ksiv. It's not written with a law, so that we have the Dashim, the Lashim Yachim, therefore only the Revi is now from one mace to the Tame. So everybody agrees that the Din of Revi is down is the Tame. That was never a question, that was never up for debate in the Sugya. Okay, it was up for debate in other Sugyas, but in the second night, everyone agrees to that. Namely, whether it has to come from one mace, that's a lashon of shas, whether it has to come from a combination of two mace, of nafshos, a lashon rabbi. So there's a clear assumption of the sugya that Revias Dam is in fact coming. And the question is, where exactly does that come? How does Chazal know that Revias Dam is coming? So comes Taisus, we're not Revias Dam of the way. Comes Taisus as follows, came a lama li kro lohi. It says that one is already the need to discuss and the to know and whether you can be mitzvah therefore be used from one mace, never be used from another mace, in order to be mitzvah together. We don't find there's another area within the space. The thing that kizayis and a mace is mitzvah. So nowhere is there a halacha, nowhere there's even a discussion amongst the tanoim whether you have to have a kizayis after from one mace. Everyone agrees that you have a kizayis the sacharfo. So that's coming. So all of a sudden, when it comes to Revias Dam, the Tanaim have your machlokes. And then comes Taisus and says even more talmud kasha. We're perfect in makasha. Now we divide Rabbi Shmuel, brother Revias Dam, above innovation of Tanaim. Rabbi Shmuel happens to quote a totally different pasuk to tell me that Revias Dam is coming. Says Taisus, lama li kro? Why in the world do we need a pasuk that is a din of Tumas Dam? Take Bukla and you didn't have the Basar Hameis. Comes Taisus and asks the bomb kasha from the study entire day, trying to figure out what this kasha is. Taisus says this one. We know there's a thing that bosses and amazes comments. Everybody agrees to die and amazes comments. Says Taisus, Dam, by definition, is considered to be like bosses. What's the difference? Dam and bosses is all the same thing. It's all coming in a maze. So why does Rabbi Shmuel need a special bosses to tell me that Dam and amazes comments? And why does Rabbi Akiva need a bosses? And why do you need Sukkot to tell me that you've been starved half and half? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Isn't there an absolute cloud that says the Svar Pshuta that Dam is Bukhal bosses? So Taisus is not suffice themselves by just presenting the kasha b'tera svara the dam is b'chal b'al. So Taisus is going to show you from other areas of halacha that statement is in fact true. The dam really is b'chal b'al. So it comes Taisus and runs another bit of the tumah b'tamra. Taisus says, "Mivi dam b'tamra can look by motzi yayin from berachet b'nisochin. The dam b'veila from the tamid b'rabiyas. Paul b'yoch l'nikwa shalala al kizayis the tam did have that b'al. There is a din that a kizayis and hanaveila is also tamid. A dead animal with the tars without shechita it's nevela." So not only now, even the veil is coming also. So the halach is a kizayis, but the veil is coming. So the Mishnah says, what's the first places that Revias min ha-neveila, Revias dam min ha-neveila is also coming. Where did they pick up on the shir Revias from? So it was a little bit of a scientific experiment, namely that blood is a dam is a liquid. So if you take Revias of dam and you coagulate it. It causes it to become a solid, so that'll correspond to that a kizayis of bosa. That's the shidduch mosa. Is that right? How's it phrasing? Who the prevent is? Good, Moshe, prevent. You're asking good, I'm asking more. So that's the shidduch mosa says. That Revias, the liquid, is an effect, a lot equivalent of a kizayis to a solid. So come place it says, I don't understand. The Gemara never quotes a posik anywhere in the Sabbath, the Nachos, in the Sabbath Shabbos, to tell me that Dam Neveva is tummy. It's poshut that it's tummy, the bosa is tummy, so Dam is tummy. How come the Gemara wakes up all of a sudden in Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, or twice in Sukkot, the Dam and the Dam and the Mace of Shalom, the paper way, the Dam is Bechal Bosa. That's Taisus' entire kasha. That's the basic gist of the Taisus' kasha. So the other says, Taisus' kasha in the Vema is making already a couple of assumptions. If they walk off the ground, then they're making a few assumptions.
So anyone who did the homework a little bit, so they saw that this is in fact a Machlokes HaTanoim. Is Dan Mevel Tamina? It's a Mishnah Masechet Avos. There are in fact two Mishnahs in Masechet Avos that talk about the same topic, and there was really Machlokes HaTanoim about it. So there are some Tanoim who hold that Dan Mevel is not Tamina. That Gemara that Tosafos quoted, the Rabbi is Dan Mevel is Tamina. You happen to be Machlokes HaTanoim. So according to the Tanoim, you say that Dan Mevel is in fact not Tamina. So clearly those Tanoim held that there is no Sfar of Shoot that Dan is Machlokes HaTanoim. That's not the starting point. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that sometimes Dan is Machlokes HaTanoim, sometimes not. So that's what the Gemara needs in the Masechet Sanhedrin, and that's what the Gemara needs in the Masechet Chum, Sukkim, to tell me that that did not call Hapshas Reis Le'Yavai, that applies to the Yisdah. But Lulei Nigzer Sakos, so I never would have said that Bisvar, what is Dam to call Bosa? Bosa is also meat, Dam is a liquid, it's blood, and it's what we do with each other. So according to him, the Tanoim, the discussion doesn't get off the ground. To make it even worse, the Dam happens to say that we pass the Dam to the Dam doesn't even pass it, the Dam the Veil is a fact to our Menachet. But to make those discussion even more somewhat questionable, is the Raya. Is the Raya in the sense alias? I think it's a little bit unclear, but there's a real Raya who wrote that. We'll go to Raya. The Raya in his Perish Mishnayos in the sense alias writes that it appears to him that even the Tanoim who hold that Revi'ah's Dam and Avelot is in fact Tamil and Kosar, that's a Chumah Midrabanan. That's a Gezer Midrabanan. Because people are going to confuse it, because people are going to think, oh, if you're going to be Matar at the Dam, so the next thing you know, you're going to be Matar at the Bosar, you're going to be Matar at the Bosar also. So then the Kasha of the Chol is not a Kasha. The Chol's whole Kasha Mamash doesn't come off the ground. Here, as Gemara is talking on the level of the Araisa, the Gemara is talking on the level of the Araisa. They're trying to figure out whether there's a Mamash Adin the Araisa that reveals Minhameis Shal Adam is Mitami, but oh hell. So in the Hanavi, Dam is never the Chol Bosar. On the level of the Araisa, it's never the Chol Bosar. And it's only a special Zeres HaKosar over here by Tumas Meis that is the Chol Bosar. The place would have either passed them like the Rambam, that we hold down the veil is not a nap, or the Tosafos would have divided the ideals that even an if that is coming, but it's only Chum with the Rabbanon, the Kasha would not have got off the ground. But the Maestro Tosafos would have been, the Tosafos would have come out, maybe they're entitled to their opinion. So Tosafos is assuming that down the veil is not going to be that, and therefore the Kasha is, when it comes to down the veil, there's no possible. When it comes to Tumas Meis, there is a possible. So what's the difference? So comes Tosafos and says, the Ishlama the Shani makes that the Bosarat, the Lord of the Kali, he allowed the Shun to become an asset select as the other Messiah, the leader of the Paradigm and Judah. The boy ate in Gizai Machlev. The Chuk of Dam came in Gizai Machlev. He allowed the Rabbi Kroh, he's Smitire. Anyone forget what this does? Figure it out, Toby? A little bit, it's hard, okay. Okay, a little background, a little bit darker. So the Gemara calls a Pasuk, when it comes to Timus Adam, the Torah lists a whole bunch of things that are tummy to us other. If a person dies, the Torah says that if you touch his body, your tummy, if you touch his kev, your tummy, if you touch his etzem, your tummy, if you touch your bone, or the mace, and etzem and a mace is your tummy. So comes the Gemara says, need to make the following question. Etzem and a mace is unique, a bone is special, that if you remove somebody's bone, so it's not really going to come back again. If you cut somebody's leg bones, they're not going to grow another leg. That's what's called ein gizah machlev, it doesn't come back again. That's just the some parts of a person's body, which do grow back. Let's say, for example, a person's hair. Some people would guess that point better, but in the old days, we used to have hair. So you cut the hair off, and the hair comes back again. You cut the nails, and the nails come back again. So the Gemara says, Seyam and Ameis, or Tzipanayim Shal Ameis, is not the Tamei Tumas Meis, because that's not Dumi de Etzem. The Turk is an example of like Etzem, it's only something which is such an integral part of the body that it can't keep on replenishing itself. Only that's considered to be a double, which is Tamei Tumas Meis. The Gemara asks, in Cain, Basar should not be tummy to mistakes. If you have just a kezias and a sarah mace, because basar is something that does replenish itself. If you lose skin, so the skin really grows back again. So we must know that flesh isn't really considered to be growing back again. It's become an asset selectus, but it always ends up with a wound. There's always a mark there. take a look at the right axe. Pesh is his face up on Fridays, and I don't know what it's going to look like. When the grown mustache comes off, I don't know somebody around next to it. So there, what do you say? Is it great? We're going to tonight, we're taking off. So comes the Gemara and says, so Seyar and Ameis, that's not Metami. And the King of Hells and Ameis, that's not Metami. Because the bone is Metami, and the meat really should not have been Metami. Also, it should have been similar to hair. The only difference is that it's not really like hair. Because hair, you get a haircut, so the hair comes back, you don't see the wound. Whereas when it comes to the skin, it's like always, it's never fully, never completely naturally replenishes itself. So the Gemara says, it's the Kazeris, the Kosset, the Bosset, and the Mesa's. So So comes Tosis now, makes a fancy footnote. So Tosis,
a positive out of down is Dino Pegosa.
All right. When it comes to Tumas Nevelis, some Kazai's Nevelis Tame, so Revi is Dominant and Nevelis also Tame. When it comes to Tumas Adam, it's not enough just to be labeled as Bosa in order to be Tame. It's the Kazaris Akosa and Tumas Adam, you need two Alachas in order to be Tame. Number one, it has to have Ibchlal Hames, has to be Simon and Mace. And number two, it has to be something which comes from the Mace, which is Ein Gizah Machlev, something which doesn't replenish itself. Something like a bone, something like flesh, etc. Masha Ein Kein, Revi is Dam, always replenish itself. A person, if you lose blood, let's say you give blood. A person gives blood, you give blood 10 times and you don't fall apart. You don't, your blood keeps on replenishing itself. So comes Tyson and says, Dam is Bechal Balsar, but in Duchas Tumas and Mace, oh, then that's not enough, because you require Ein Gizah Machlev. Kashenji becomes a Tumas Nevelos, there is no second requirement for Gizah Machlev. The Tumas Nevelos, the only criteria is it Shame Balsar or not? So the answer is, isn't it Shame Balsar? So that's what Tosis says when you need a special Pasukin has to do. That's when you need Dirs across the Never Beast, Dabin and Mesa's coming. Even though Dabin is Bukhal Balsar, because of the special Dirs across the Dumi to Etzer. That's why Tosis presents as to do. So at one point, the Rumi thus settles, according to Tosis, Dabin equals Balsar. Call it Terra Tumas, Dabin is considered the extension of Balsar. And you don't need to be a positive for a special reason.
But anytime you want to
get
down out of yourself,
so
you have to
inflict your wound
down.
Okay, for
down is
easy to
down,
come down.
But
it jumps
up
with
the
skin,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Cubs Tyson now gets into more trouble. Cubs Tyson says, the hard enough that Minayim Revi is down from Shnei Meisim Shem Metamei, that specifically presents it, that you need a Pasuk to tell me that Revi is down from two Meisim Metamei. Lav Mishim Shia Pasha Boy the Meis Echad the Lav Ekra, you do Meis Echad, I tell you, it's Mishnei Meisim, you lay from Yudah. The Pasuk says that don't think that the Chiddush of our Sugi is that Dav Mishnei Meisim Metamei. No, the Chiddush of our Sugi is that even Dav Mishnei Meis Echad is Metamei, because otherwise you wouldn't have been able to figure it out. Now, first, you can skip a little bit. That's getting a little bit confusing with the sugya in. Anyone looked at that sugya in Tzvachim Dafi Zayin at all?
It's in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted everyone to realize. That it doesn't exist in the Sefer Tzvachim. It's a myth, it's a misprint in the Tzvachim. It's a sugya in the Sefer Tzvachim. Anyway, so comes Tzvachim and says that they got into a little bit of a problem. Because the Gemara then goes on and speaks about a complicated sugya in the Ilah. The Gemara speaks about Dam Min HaSheretz. The Gemara says, we know there's another day, but if one of the Shemana Sheretz is going to lose it, a mouse or something dies. So if you touch a kadosh, which is less than a kazayis, it's a halach mosh pesida, even less than a kazayis in the tamim, the size of a lentil or something. So if you touch a kadosh and a sheretz, so you become tamim. So the Gemara says, what's the din if you touch a little bit of the blood of the sheretz? What's the halach? The Gemara says, you also become tamim. The Gemara says, what's the halach of that? The gzeres hakasim. The zer yela alachem atomim, zel rabbis as adam. So it comes to us and says, wait a second, that rolls into question everything that we're presenting. Because it's giving a whole shir goli, the dam equals basar, and you don't need a pasuk to come to dam equals basar. And haraya, the tumas nevelos, there is no pasuk. And the only reason you need a pasuk for tumas neis is to offset the din of etzem of gizah machlev. So im kein, yes, Tosfos, why in the world you need a pasuk by sheretz? Why don't you just say that if basar and a sheretz is tamei, so dam and a sheretz should be tamei also? Comes Tosfos says no. A new chiddush is Tosfos the third halacha, namely that remember the gemara by nevela. The Gemara said, what's the shear of Tumas Dam and Nevelos? The Gemara said, Revi, why such a large shear? Because you have to be able to cheshbon out, that you have to coagulate it, and that'll be the equivalent of a kezayis. So says Tosfos, that did doesn't apply to sheretz. When it comes to sheretz, so the halacha is, even the blood, you're down the blood kadosha, even a small amount of blood, a small amount that corresponds to the amount of kadosha, is also going to become Tameh by Tumas Sheretz. And how do you know that then? That's Mamish, a wild Kiddush. That's what you need a Pasuk for. That's the Xerxes HaKasim Zelay, Yizdel HaKem HaTameh. So with all the dust settles, Tosfos has in effect three different halachos. There's a din of Tumas Dam by Meis Adam, there's a din of Tumas Dam by Nevelos, there's a din of Tumas Dam by Sheretz, but they're all working with different rules. The Svar Pshut is Tosfos that Dam equals Pasuk. No question about it. That's why between Tumas Nevelos you don't need a Pasuk Pasuk. But Tumas Adam you shouldn't need a Pasuk either. You just need a Pasuk to offset the Lima from Etzem. And by Tumas Sheret there really shouldn't have been any need for a Pasuk either. The only reason why you need a Pasuk is to tell me the additional Chiddush that not only is Dam a Sheret Tameh, but it's even Tameh to the Chumradik version. You don't make that equivalent, that calculation, scientific calculation, of X amount of solid equals Y amount of liquid. So when all the dust settles, there are three different areas of halacha.
But the starting point for the whole Tosis, the whole premise, half of it, all this Tosis, is that dam equals basar.
Right, Jonathan? Simple presentation of Tosis?
Yeah. Okay. A little bit confusing. Doing the Taurus is sometimes a little confusing.
So Tosis was on a roll until they hit a Gemara Masech Pesach. What was the Gemara Masech Pesach saying? Can I repeat it out?
Shows that basar and dam are two different things.
So we have to get a little bit of back and appreciate the city of Masech Pesach. Gemara is a machlekes. Shemkol tar kudik machlekes in Rabbi Yabam and Chizkiya. Taich, the word achilah in the Chumash. Torah says don't eat something. So what does eating mean? So comes Rabbi Yabam and says, Gedalch achilish. Kol mokom shenem batayra achilah. So echad echad esar achilah v'yechad esar anah. Whenever the Torah says don't eat something, it always means you're not allowed to use it eating. Not allowed to give it. How do you know that's true? Says Rabbi Yabam, it's learned out from the Veilah. Because when it comes to the Veilah, the Torah says don't eat the Veilah. But rather give it to the goyim, sell it to the goyim. So yes, Rabbi Abba, why did the Torah have to permit you to sell it to the goyim? Why would you afford us also to sell it to the goyim? The Torah says, don't eat nevela, give it to the goyim. You're allowed to give it to the goyim. The answer is the word achila per se means achila plus adam. Any use, any benefit whatsoever is included in the Israel achila. That's Rabbi Abba Shita. And Chizkiya disagrees with Rabbi Abba. Chizkiya says no. That the word achila itself only means achila. Sometimes the word achila also means adam. But that's only when the Torah uses a different form of dictum. If the Torah says lo soichal, that means don't eat, you're not getting on. If the Torah says what? You know? Lo yeochel, so lo yeochel is a different word. Lo yeochel means lo yehebo heter achilah heter anah, anything. Lo yeochel includes everything.
Who says that? Chizkiya.
That's the number. Chizkiya says, Rebbe Chizkiya started out by chametz. The chametz, the Torah says lo yeochel chametz. So Chizkiya says that's the moment that chametz is also behind us. Because the Torah gave this strange structure, the word achilah, that's a chiddush that's asked on Rabbi Abba says you don't need that. But Rabbi Abba, even without that, there would have been this. So it comes to the Rabbi Sofer, which is a lot more, and he asks a million kashas against Rabbi Abba. How can it be that every time the Torah says a chila, there's this or no? What about chela? You can tell me that chela is also banal. So the Gemara says no. So there is a cause that is mutter. And what about chazer? You can tell me that chazer is also banal. Nah, there is a cause that is mutter. And what about treifa? Treifa. The Gemara goes through 20 cases, all the machlokes surahs, and says, I'm going to rebel the shul, be asked about no. And each one the Gemara fetches out a pasuk and says, the cost of the smara, what am I going to do? At the end of the day, the Gemara says, so what was the big machlokes for rebel? Because here, half of everybody agrees. So anyone ever get to the end of the Gemara, what am I going to do? So the Gemara says, you know what the whole machlokes was half of Mikkel Gomes? The machlokes that chum and shenishchut to be azara. That's the machlokes. Not about anything else. It doesn't give you a hat there, and it says in Alshon Achila, all complicated, sick enough of Gimel himself. But in terms of everything else, the Gemara concludes that basically it's exercising us. So why is it important for us? So the Gemara has the following two stages. The Gemara says, what's the meaning of Gid HaNosha? Gid HaNosha, what about Nana? The Torah says, I'm paying my Yoichu, and I say, Gid HaNosha. So according to this, of course it's what about Nana, it doesn't say, Gid HaNosha. According to Rabbi Abdullah, it says, Lo yoichlu, so lo yoichlu means in the sehanah also. So you're going to tell me according to the Abol, the nasha is going to be also about nas. The Gemara says no. Kishabutra neveila, he the gida butra. The Torah says that the veil was butra. No, that even Rabbi Abol agrees. So that was a model of Rabbi Abol. That also. So when the Torah says you're allowed to give the veil to the goyim, so it's understood you're allowed to give the entire neveila, even the gida nasha. So the Torah is, in effect, telling you that Gid HaNosha is put the Bano. The real thrust of that pasuk in Parashat Shrei is to tell me that the Beis Guf is put the Bano, but included in that Torah also is the fact that Gid HaNosha is also put the Bano. That's what the Gemara says according to Rav. So now the Gemara comes to the next chapter. The Harei Dam. Dam, the Torah says, Kol Nefesh Lo Yoichel Dam, Yinal Ari Dam. So you're going to tell me that Dam is also Bano? So the Gemara says, no. I have a mock of the Dam is put the Bano. The Gemara puts out pasuk, the Gzeres pasuk. So it comes places for the knockout. Places says, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara answer the same way they answered to Gid HaNosha? Why did the Gemara say that the same way that the Shavutra and the Veila, he the Gida, which he said the Gid HaNosha is included as part and parcel of the behemoth itself, that's also included in the Gzeres pasuk and the Veila. So why didn't the Gemara say Kishavutra Neveila, he the Dama Hutra? So that is the Torah. You see, from here says Tosis, the dam is la b'chol basar. So when the Torah was talking about the Neveva, it was talking about the Besar Neveva, it wasn't talking about the dam in the Neveva. You see from here that the svar pshuta is the dam is not the chal basar. That's the Gemara that Tosis is willing to turn the entire world upside down because of. Tosis said that one Gemara himself, they couldn't believe that the Gemara says it. I say the Gemara does. The implication of the Gemara is that dam is not the chal basar. Therefore, you have to revamp everything that they said about Rav Sheres, Rav Avedel, Rav Meir. So you have to get them revamped again. Like the Kasha.
Can you just say that as dam? We see dam is.
No, the congealing story was just to figure out the shia, but in terms of Bishan's ma'aseh, it's not also when it comes out. It's going to come out later. But that's the Gemara that turned Tosis around.
When you give this shia, does that mean that the full shia doesn't have a qualification?
It's only it's an issue of shia.
This derives to be the small shia, because the only chayim al is covers it. The only shia is the issue.
And to say that in the Isra Neveva, that might be not sure.
You want to say real long, you want to say that in terms of Tumas Neveva, Saddam is the Chal Basa. In terms of Isra Neveva, Saddam is not the Chal Basa.
Because the Tumma, we said it was only totally on what type of Tumma it is in the Shir. But there might be.
No, you're trying to say an unbelievable thing. I don't even know if you realize the extent of what you're trying to say. You're trying to tell me that. I started out the show by saying the veil of these two things, kill an animal any other way without checking it, broccoli, two didn't result from that. There's a tumas nevela and there's an isa nevela. But we usually think that those two things go hand in hand. You want to tell me they're not necessarily true. But just because something falls under the qualification of the veil in one area doesn't necessarily mean it falls under that category for the other category of halacha. What does this have snacks from last year? Probably the Rukhain, why not? We said a lot of Rukhain last year about
the Hunger and
the
Chavay
Zivin. The Chavay, yeah, when you get there later today. Okay. When we get there. No, what does it sound like a little bit? You have a strange thing. You have Halacha where they're not convenient, both in Nuchas Tumah and Nuchas Tumah. So the Shadows and the two didn't go hand in hand. Neither, we had a flesh 100 times. Granted, this is a snake speaker. But Nuchas Neither also is a similar thing. The woman sees her ears down, so she becomes Tumea Tumas Neither. We've mentioned this yesterday. And she also becomes a Sula Vaila. So for those two things necessarily go hand in hand. Who remembers Lishya? No. Remember? Because the Rav in the Rush? No. Vaguely. The Rav list yesterday, we were talking a little about Shiva Nikiyam. So the Rav has a very unique sheet. We're not looking at Neither right now. Josh will fill you on the details. He's going to Mechina. But the Rav has a unique sheet that sometimes you can have a woman who's, when she's counting Shiva Nikiyam, she can finish the count Lagabi by law and still not finish the count Lagabi Taras. They have two unique sheet though. And the Rosh said that's the wildest thing in the world. The Rosh says, how can you have a stirul chatzon? You can't be half tar or half tamei. Either you're muteres and therefore you're tamora, or you're a surah, then you're tamei. You can't be divorced one from another. So we spent a lot of time in Machlokes Rav and Rosh next year. So Jonathan's coming to suggest the same business does here also, that Tosfos got a raya from Hilchos Isser Neveila, Hilchos Tumas Neveila, and Lav Da. This is two necessarily go hand in hand. Wow, that's pretty Machlokes thing. That's pretty big fish. I'm not convinced that's pretty big fish. So I just want to make a horror of this thesis. Now, Tosfos is building an entire case on this shock of the time, the Gemara and Sanhedrin. They're willing to take this Gemara himself and throw out everything else. They're willing to throw the Gemara down, the Elam, the Gemara, the Chum, the Gemara, the Sanhedrin, the Gemara, the Chum, and they're going to have to reinterpret all the Gemaras because there's one kash from a shock of the time in the middle of nowhere with Sanhedrin Pesach on Chum days. So it's just interesting to point out that whole sugya in Masechet Pesach and Chavei is maybe totally lishalik halacha for the following reason. The way that we presented the sugya, the Gemara says that how do you know that Gidah Nosha is Mutta Ba'ano? So what did the Gemara say? Shalut from the Veila, he the Gidah Hutra, that was included in the header of the Veila. So did anybody look at that Gemara in the first quotes? This is the Rupur on the Mark of Yoga.
Which one?
The Gemara Pesach and Chavei. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara just stopped at that point. The Gemara just said, yeah, Kishahutra and Nevela, he begin the Hutra. The Gemara went on to say as follows. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim about the Isra Gidah Nosh. Gidah Nosh is a very, very strange. You know why?
Because normally the Torah asks to eat things which taste yummy and delicious. The Torah says you can't eat chava that tastes yummy, and you can't eat lobster that tastes yummy. You can't eat oral that tastes yummy. Gidah nosha. The Torah asks to get nosha. What is it? Gid? This is the nerves. There's no real taste to it. It tastes like garnish. There's nothing to it. So who has the following shadow? Yesh v'gidin b'nai sitah, v'ein v'gidin b'nai sitah. Namely, we say that the gidah nosha really has mamish no taste. Api Allah, it's not considered to be like a good balsa. It's nothing like zero. Hello, Api. Tara asa, so no one is going to cash another Rav Shalom. In Rav Shalosh Nechulim, eitz bi'al, mahim bi'asra Tara. The Tara said, don't eat it. I ain't taste it. It's tasteless. It doesn't matter. The Tara asa it anyway. That's the opinion of ein b'gidin b'nai sitah. Then the Gemara says, there's another opinion that says, no, yesh b'gidin b'nai sitah. That the halacha says, that the gidah nosha, it doesn't have a taste. That's considered to be a sufficient taste. And the Torah asked it, it also is considered to be a regular din of achilah.
What assumption is the one that for all of it?
Is us or is Gemara assuming that the reason the reality is that all these other things have tastes. And we know that gidah nosha really does have taste. All right, but we can taste, there are other gidah that we can eat. They're giving you other parts of the animal taste. No, no, that's
good. Right, but why would you think that the taste is not going to do that?
Why would you think, that's an interesting question. Why would that even be an issue with addressing that taste?
Nothing time of gum?
Yes, the Gemara has an interesting insight of substitution. Many have already picked up on that. The reveal of the issue about Chigum HaOsa Suros is not so much a Maisa, is there? But it's a Nosh HaOsa Tera. I don't remember this right, I think we're right on this question. Let's say if I were to point Ruben to kill somebody, so we have to ask him that I'm not chayav Eishlof and Ba'aver, and Ruben would say he's a Rotzeh, he's not Misa. But one Tana disagrees, Shammai disagrees, Shammai goes off, and Shammai himself tells that Eishlof and Ba'aver, like tell Josh to Ruben, so I'm chayav Misa. So comes to the word and says, what was Shammai said about the problem? Let's say I want Josh to come to battle and eat a cheeseburger. So what's the deal? So should we say that Yeshlech and Ba'aver, and therefore I'm Chayav? We pass in the Shabbat as a moot child, but we pass in the Rosh Hashanah Yeshlech and Ba'aver. But according to Shammai, who did accept the principle of Shlichus and Ba'aver, what would Shammai say about me appointing Josh to eat Chazah for them? So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. Even Shammai would agree that that's not true, because Lomatzinu Zenen and Zenis Chayav. There's no such thing that Josh should enjoy the cheeseburger and I should be Chayav Malchus. What does that mean? So the way then you have to read the Gemara, just think about it, because it means like this. When you say shlichos, that's when you're talking about a maisa, the maisa ritzicha. So Josh could do a maisa ritzicha that relates back to me. So that's the double in the world, the yeshlof is not a very technical issue. But in theory, the principle of shlichos would make sense when it comes to ritzicha, because the act of ritzicha, that's a maisa there, that's the issue. Hashenki, the isra mechol sasuris, is not just the physical action of taking the food and throwing it down the tube. It's the hanas achilu, that's what the Torah asks. So if that's true, that Hanos Achilu, the Torah asks, Kent's principle shlichus is a totally meaningless principle. That's a little bit like what you're saying. Now, when it comes to Machal Sasuro, so the enjoyment does play a critical role. So that was the issue that the Gemara is debating here. Well, is there really time here? Is the Yeshu Yudin Rasadam? Is the Yudin Rasadam? That's exactly the issue that the Gemara is discussing. Good. Forget. So the Gemara is a Machalikus. So the Yeshu Yudin Rasadam, is the Yudin Rasadam. So comes the Gemara himself and says that which we wanted to be matir, Gid HaNosha, the Hanol, based on the fact that Shkutra Nevela, Gid HaHutra, that the Gid HaNosha was included in the heter of the sign of Vela, that only makes sense if you hold that Yesh Begidim in Asim Tam. If you hold that Ain Begidim in Asim Tam, it doesn't make any sense. Why? What's the din if a person eats a Gid HaNosha of Nevela, for our concern? What's the law? Is he in violation of the Yisr Nevela or not? Not as a violation of Gid HaNosha, is he in violation of the Yisr Nevela? Comes to the Gemara says, depends. If you hold that Yesh Begidim and Asinam, so then Gidah Nosha is basically Basar. It means we're saying that there is a Tam Basar in the Gidah Nosha, so as small as it is, that's considered to be a Shtik Basar, and therefore Yechayev Klaish, Yechayev from the Gidah Nosha, and Yechayev from the Gidah Nosha. But if you hold that Ein Begidim and Asinam, so what you're saying is, Eitzi, that Teras Rasa, that there's an Yisr of Gidah Nosha that's Chal on this piece of garbage, it's not really food, but you can't ask for the Teras, the Sarm, and it's not Basar. So the Gemara says that machlekes atanoim is now going to be critical. We come back to Agamar. Agamar says, and was that Agamar? Takamar. The Gemara himself, Babes. The Gemara says that kishar hutra nevei lahi begid the hutra. That only makes sense if you hold that yesh begidim benesim tam. Because then you're saying gidah nosha is part of nevei.
So when the Torah was mat and available ano, it was mat to the gitchon available also. So the mail you see that get a notion, it's not the ano. But if you hold it in beginning with us in dam, so what are you saying in fact? Guys, what are you saying? Don't in beginning with us in dam. You're saying that Gilgamesh is not, it's not part of the Hema, it's not part of the Balsa, it's not part of the Vela. So you don't see anything when the Torah says you're allowed to get an off from the Vela. The Torah is not talking about getting an option. Gilgamesh is not part of the Parsha, that's not what the Torah is coming to be mouth to. That's what the Gemara says. So it comes out that the Gemara's conclusion is that if you hold Yesh beginning with us in dam, so Gira Nosha is what? Gira Nosha is Mukha Rasa Mana. So Yesh beginning with us in dam, then it's Mukha Mana. If you hold the Ain beginning with us in dam, then it's Asa Mana. Right? Right? It's the reverse of our counterintuitive, right?
That's
right. What? Right, that's all Rabbi Amos. So far, so good, Josh, right? You got us? Comes around. Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a phenomenal question. That's the way that we'll learn for it. So incredible. So incredible. Good enough. That's what Tarobah says. So comes the Rambam, and Paschal's like follows, right? So comes the Rambam and says, Ein begin in the Nosin Tam. We pass them as no Isser. There's no Tam to get a Nosha. And says the Rambam, so therefore, what should the Halacha be? Get a Nosha should be, what did the Rambam? Also, comes the Rambam and Paschal's that it's Mutabano.
He says, Yesh begin, Yesh begin in the Nosin Tam.
Rambam says, prefer she ain't begin in the Nosin Tam. And Afa Pichay, the Rambam passes that get a Nosha is Mutabano. So come the Chachmu Lunil, jump in the Rambam, the Shemin from Lunil, he said to the Rambam, dissociate yourself, forget the Gemara Mitzalachim. The Holy Gemara made these two things, Talmid Zebazer. How you talking? It can't be, it's impossible. So come, Yechorim, and say, what's the obvious answer going to the Rambam? The Rambam held this whole Sugyan of Chavdeis happened to be discussing, according to Rabbi Avo, she put this point to Rabbi Avo, everything is also Panah until proven that it's Mutter. So the Gemara is pilfering back and forth to figure out. Is Gidon Rosh Mutter is in that? Is Chil of Mutter is down? Mutter is Chumash? According to Chizkiya, these two bottom Sachem don't exist. According to Chizkiya, who says that just because the Torah asks something, the Achila does not necessarily mean that it's also Manah, but the social aspect of the Gemara is totally moot, it's totally meaningless. So the Rambam is able to ask whatever you want to pass him. The Rambam passed him like Chizkiya, Gidon Rosh is Mutter Manah, and the Rambam has to also pass him Ein Begidon Rosh Adam, because that's what the Maskana said Gemara in Masechet Chum, the seventh part is. And the Rambam wasn't bothered. The whole anything that appears now from days and after Pesachim, the Rambam says, don't bother me with. Don't ask me any kashas from, because that whole Gemara is just out in the world of Shalei Kalam. So it's just a horror of anything that Tosfos didn't seem to look at Pesachim for days like that. Tosfos took the Gemara and set us Pesachim up for days and made the whole world revolve around this Gemara. Tosfos is willing to throw out all the other Gemaras and Shas that we invented, the Gemara Shas, the Gemara Nikil, the Gemara Minas, the Gemara Chol, the Gemara Sinai, just because they were so bought up with this kasha, that you see from the study of Pesachim and Chavetz that Da'at is not the final boss. I don't think that Da'at would have been so concerned.
Does
Da'at
have
another
now?
I'm not sure I understand.
Does Da'at have another?
Yeah,
Da'at
has
another.
The Gemara never has a shayla about whether Yesh B'Da'at is or not. Forget, we can ask him that Yesh B'Da'at is or not. That's a proof deal. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara says in Chulev, the original machlek is yesh begin benos and tam like this. Let's say you have a pot of chicken soup cooking, and gira nasha falls in. So you take the gira nasha out. Is the chicken soup kosher or not? It's in a piece of chaz would fall in, so the chicken soup's not going to be kosher, but the chaz was bottled with shishim. Right? Because otherwise, some of the tam went out of the chaz, it went into the soup, the whole soup was straight. So the Gemara says, if you hold the yesh begin benos and tam, you have to do that for gira nasha also. If you hold the baby gira benos and tam, so it doesn't really give any tam. So whatever time comes out is meaningless. It's just a piece of git itself that's usher. So as long as you took the whole git out, there's no piece inside that you see, so then the whole soup remains mutter. We pass the shavuot like that. The aim to get in the time, you're not going to be able to get enough of the shisha. So by dam, that's not true. Let's say you're cooking a soup and a little bit of dam falls in. So of course that's a problem. Why do you have to be able to get enough of the shisha? So I guess even though I never tasted dam, I can answer your question. Okay. So again, suppose it started out with the whole shkul Torah. How Dam is the Chal Basar, and then Tosfos revamped and said, no, it's not true. Dam is not the Chal Basar. So what's going on? How do you explain what's going on? Comes Tosfos and says, based on Agrit, based on the Gemara Pesachim, the Dam is La the Chal Basar. Now I understand why you need a Pasuk in Asugya to tell me that Levi is Dam and Levi is Tamei, because I never would have figured it out on my own. So the pasuk Acham Nashis Meis Lo Yavo is not just telling me that Dam Abami Beis Meis in the stomach. What's the pasuk also telling me? The Etzem Din reveals that because I never figured that on my own. And Tosha says that's exactly why the Gemara says Meila needs a pasuk to come with Dam and Asher in the stomach. Because I never figured it out on my own, because Dam is not a. And now, what's the missing link? What's the weak point now? What's the weak point? Chavela, according to Tosis, you need a puzzle. Where's the puzzle? The Tosis says, what's the thing? There's somewhere, we're just not sure where it is. Tosis says that there's got to be a puzzle somewhere. I have a commander who tells us, yeah, it's there, it's got to be a drush. The commander's never bothered coming to us. So when all the dust settles, Taisa says that the emes lamito is you need a pasuk everywhere, and without a pasuk you never would have said it in the world. The only thing Taisa gets stuck with at the very end is, once you tell me that Sheretz and the Veil of Hamish the same, that you need a pasuk to teach you both of them, what's the problem? The problem is, the Gemara Megillah says that when it comes to Tamei Sheretz, so you don't need Revi'ez Dam, even if the smallest amount is also Tamei, because even if even Kadosh is Tamei, even if all is good, and that Chumr doesn't apply to Tamei Vela. So Taisa says that that's a Pasuk, and it's a Pasuk, so why should the Din be different? So actually, the other Pasuk actually against their Kadosh. They'll be the same. That can't be a Taisa's reaction. This Din Revi'ez Dam and Ace, that if all the dust settles, the Pasuk gives a nice Tamei. So we have to understand this in light of a whole series of different dinim, considering Tumas Meis. Some of us will bring back a little bit of memories from last year, some guys will remember this. Some will remember a little bit of this, also bring Mechadish a few things in this also. There is a braisa that appears in a set of smachs. The smachs is a compilation of braisas, which have to do with all kinds of yams and labels, etc. So comes a braisa and set of smachs and has the following statement. That we know that there's an issa Torah for a Kohen to become Tamei Tumas Meis. Positive actions of more. So comes the rise and says, well, not every type of Tumas Meis is a problem. How do you know which kind of Tumas Meis are a problem, which are not? The rise and says, there's a din that appears in Hufas Naziris that sometimes the Nazir comes into contact with real Meis, the real Makoi, so that not only is the Nazir in violation of this theory itself, but he has to, in effect, cancel his Naziris. He has to bring a lay against the Moshe, who's a headlock, bring Kabbalah, and start over again. It's called the Tumash and Nazir make a lay for that. So the Mishnah of Sefer Nazir says that not every time the Nazir becomes Tamei does he have to go through the whole process of Giluah. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Mishnah knows the details, which kind of Tumas Minameis, yes or Mishnah. He comes to Rise of Sefer Smachos and makes the following statement. Kol Tumash and Nazir Megaleach Aleha Koyen Muzrah. Only with those unique types of Tumas Meis, like Bolt Minameis, if it's a Bosa Minameis, etc. So that's enough for Tumah to cause the Nazir to Megaleach, and the Kohen is going to be Muzrah. And if it's a lower level Tumas Meis, the Nazir is not Megaleach, and the Kohen is not Muzrah. That's what it says in the Rise of Sefer Smachos. So it comes to a bit of time, it's Tzubis, it's Ruchis, we have Shas, and says, that was Sefer Smachos, no pun intended, is dead wrong. It's a mistake. It's Mishaveshta, that Brisa is not true. It never appears in Shas, and you are never ever called the Brisa of Lava. So the Tzubis of Rebetam says that you are wrong. I'll prove to you that it's wrong, says Rebetam. No, what's the proof? Prove to me that it's wrong. Moshe, what's the proof that it's wrong? So Josh, remember, what's the proof? Rebetam's proof that it's wrong. The Shir Dam. Because Revi is Dam, and that makes the Kohen is Muzralah. How much Dam must the Nazir come in contact with before it becomes the Kohen's Megaleach? So the Mishnah of the Nazir says, Chatzimuk. The Mishnah says it has to be not Revi, it has to be twice the amount. The Nazir is not Megaleach and Chatzimuk. So the Tam is different from the Isi Klor, that price is wrong. You see that the Shirum are different. That was a bit of time to write. So I have a Kasha of Ben Tam. Very, very simple question. Kasha. How in the world did Rabbi Yitam know that a Kohen is Muzer on Revi is Dabin Amez? What's the Lashon HaRamah? What does the Gemara say? How the Gemara says, Minayin, Revi is Dabin, Shiyot, Mishnei Mesim, Shemit Kalik Oyel. All that Raisa says is that Revi is Dabin is Metallic Oyel. That Raisa does not say that a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with Revi is Dabin. So how did Rabbi Yitam see that, you see from our Sugya, that a Kohen is Muzer and Revi is Dam. And we know for a fact the Mishnah Nazir says that a Nazir is only going to have a Chazi. So therefore you see that the Masechta Smachos is wrong. Where do you see in our Sugya that a Kohen is not allowed to cover the Chazi Revi is Dam? Where do you see that? Joseph, what do you say? No? No, when you're so Shir Ben Tam, instead of Ben Tam Brachas. So they did that Kashi value. The Ben Tam's quoting Agamara. Right, Jonathan? He's quoting Agamara. And he has made that jump. What? Like Bosa, Kosa wasn't believer of Dam Kibasa.
Also, just spent the first half of the year saying Dam
Kibasa. If you're right that the Maskara said one would be the Dam is basically the same as Bosa, then you're right. We know that a code is Muzer on Bosa and a Meis, so we know that he's Muzer and Dam and Meis.
The Tosos just got finished spending 51 telling that Dam is not Kibasa, it's a special Tiersa Kosa.
So, how do you know? Maybe it's just Tiersa Kosa, it's Tommy and Papa Kate is not Muzer.
It's
coming from Kotchev, from Eschenik, from Pesa.
He is a big brush.
How do you know that a Kain is Muslim? The guy said, come on. You can't pull this from over here. Come on, Alex. What?
There's another source.
Huh?
Another source.
The what?
There's another source.
There's another source for him?
That's the previous first base and all the way.
That's what he does. What's the one known?
What is the right tool?
There are other types of. I'm talking about the Isidir Isa, the Kasha Zemo. Yeah, which pasuk? Guys, what is the pasuk Rabbi Kiva calls? The Chumash, guys. And I'm called Nafshis Meis Toyova. Where's that pasuk by? That's by Tumas Kohen. That's not Pasha Chukas. That's not from Paraduma.
In the pasuk, Chumash would have been from Paraduma, and then I could have said Meshkul Terra.
But the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is from Tumas Kohen. So it's Pasha, and then it kind of is Musa. Is that obvious or is it not so obvious? Not so obvious. I'll tell you why. Do all the Tanoim agree that that's the Mokka for Rabbi Yisdam? So we default to the Rabbi Akiva. Remember the Gemara said, Rabbanan, right? The other Tanoim, right? There are other people who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. There are other Tanoim who held the Yeshayim of Masaira, who did not learn from this Pasat Kalmah for Sage in front of Rabbi Yisdam. What was the Mokka appointed to them that Rabbi Yisdam was from it? So remember, Tosis quoted Rabbi Yishmael. What did Rabbi Yishmael hold? That was a Pasat where? Rabbi Shmuel was at a school, he put it in another pasuk. What's the other marker that reveals down this time? Who remembers? Pasuk says, Kolonogev, a mace benefesh, a other meshayamos.
What does that mean? A strange phrase. A mace benefesh, a other meshayamos.
So Gemara says, that's the shear that it takes for a person to die. Who's boy? Who's reveals down? Or he started out reveals down, whatever to be in that particular drush is. Reveals down is considered to be. To be down in Nefesh. So Rabbi Shmuel learned down from Sukkot and Pashas Chukas, he's even here that Rabbi Yisadam, Rabbi Yisadam is Mekhati. So the Chayr according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have a Shtak HaKasha on Rabbi Natan. Maybe that which Rabbi Natan was assuming that it's a double kosher that a Kohen is Muzer Rabbi Yisadam, is that a Machlokes on Tanoim? I jumped at you guys, I was making fun of you and saying, yeah, how do you know that it's true by that a Kohen is Muzer? So it's a joke. Of course Rabbi Kiva holds a Kohen Muzer. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel never heard of that. Maybe there's a fundamental machlokes of Bikim Rabbi Shmuel here. Not only a technical machlokes, what's the mokar for Rabbi Yisadam, but the machlokes is it only a din to of the Tahara, or is it a din to Sukkotim? Maybe there's another. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel wouldn't hold that it's only a din in to the Tahara. It does not carry over to the Yisakaruna. Is that true? It's a Tosis, and that's the approvals of that not true. What do you say Tosis and Asim? You're not like what I'm suggesting.
The
bottom Tosis, the little teeny Tosis points out that even Rabbi Yishmael holds from the drasha of Al-Konashas Meisel Yavah in front of Rabbi Yisadam. Agamara, guys, Agamara says, Rabbanan Nashasu. What does that mean? The Rabbanan, i.e. Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael was the Rabbanan, the same person. He disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva dies and from Nashas Meis to Tomei. That would be his Dami, Beis, Mason, Istamei. That was Rabbi Akiva's Gedal Tachidish, right, Moshe? And Rabbi Yishmael, the Chachamim, disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it doesn't say Nafshos. It says Nafshas. It says Bolashim Yachid. So Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbanan, says, Rabbi Yisadam, Mi Meis Echad, is in fact included in this pasuk. I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, that there's a drasha, there's a pasuk that says, Rabbi Yisadam, the claim is Muzeron. What I disagree with you, Rabbi Akiva, is you're trying to be the Chadish, that applies even to Beis Nesit, that you're wrong. But the fact that there's a din Rabbi Yisadam, the Kasha Nemor, so why does Rabbi Shmuel need a pulsing of Pashas Chukas, called Rabbi Beis Benefesh? What does Tosfos say? Huh? Tosfos, they have no idea. They have no clue why in the world Rabbi Shmuel needs to be Sukkot.
It says, Tosfos says one thing is crystal clear from our Gemara. The fact that the Gemara says, for Rabbanan Nafshas Ksiv, it's a Raya Brewer that everybody under the sun agrees that lived in Parshas Emor, in the Pesukim of Parshas Emor, there's a Baka for Reviz Adam. So that showed beyond the shadow of a doubt that a kind is Musa on Reviz Adam. That's absolutely no question, according to Rabbi Akiva, for sure it's true, but even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's true. So we understand Rabbi Adam is confounding. But then Atam proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that it not only is Rabbi Sadat coming, but if Kain is Muzer or Rabbi Sadat, but if Kain is Muzer or Rabbi Sadat, then we know for a fact that it knows there's not Minalea until the Zachat Zalugudam. You see from here that the Masechus Machos is wrong. That was Rabbi Atam's kasha, the Seventh Ruch. So if you read the Tosef Ruch, as the Tosef says, Tosef just gives you half a story, Tosef says that, oh yeah, the Masechus Machos is then wrong, because if the rule then knows there's Minalea and Chatzilu. And it kind of is Musa Revius, although you have to stop and empty something. And even that's true. So, according to the Akiva, it's Pasha. And even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Pasha, because Rabbi Shmuel agrees that there are Tibsa. So, Ben Atam is a Shtak of Kash, right? So, just all we did just now is defended Rabbi Atam's Kash. Right? So far, so good. Before we get to the Dichli of Rabbi Atam, did anyone solve Tysus' problem? Tysus' got a big problem in our Sigi. Tysus says, we have a Gemara in Eden that says the Mokka for Revi Saddam according to Rabbi Shmuel is not Shas Meis. And a Gemara Chum that says the Mokka is from the Meis B'Nefesh. So,
John, the Iker Mokka is from the other Pasuk of Meis B'Nefesh, but see that it refers to Kohen also in the Pasuk in it.
Oh, so John can say like this, that maybe the reason why you need to Psukim is as follows. That if the Pasuk would hold healing from a Sephus Chulin, if the buzz would have only been from Pasha Sukha, so I would have said, yeah, there's a din Tuma under the Islam, but not necessarily a din that could be Muzer. Maybe I would have said, what longest would I have said?
No? This sentence of the Nazar.
I would have said this longest thing, I would have said that, yeah, Rabbi Islam is Tame, but since it's a lower level of Tuma, since the Kurd is not the Galea on it, so therefore maybe Kurd is not Muzer. So maybe that's Gufa why they said the buzz. Maybe the reason why you need a pasuk of Nafshas Tziv is Daf going to tell me that Masechus Machos is wrong. The Daf going to tell me that Al-Papi, that this is a Tumah She'einos of a Goyim HaLov, Al-Papi then a Goyim is Muslim. That's possible, right? That only solves half the problem.
Yes.
Now, you have to turn Tosis Kash around and say that true, I understand, once you have the pasuk of Nafshas Tziv, because why you still need a Pasuk in Parshas Zemar, that's true, but L'chair would have been sufficient just to have a Pasuk in Parshas Zemar. If the Torah says that a Kohen is not allowed to come into contact with Revi Saddam, so isn't it Pasuk that the Revi Saddam is coming? Isn't it beyond the shadow of a doubt? So Tosfos Kasha really is, what they really need to be asking is, if the Torah says already that a Kohen is Muzer and Revi Saddam, isn't that Pasuk that is coming? The answer is not Pasha at all. What are you going to tell me, Josh? What are you going to answer me now? You said it before, Chaim. Okay. Let's see if we can say it. The difference. There is a famous Shiloh. We spoke about last year, spoke about the summer. Famous story of the Rakech. Who remembers the Rakech? Remember? Yes, remember? Famous cool of the Rakech. Who remembers? Alex. Zev. Okay, about Sonograms. Sefer Kiyat is the following thing. Let's say you have a wife of a Kohen, and she's pregnant. Says the Sefer Kiyat, the wife of a pregnant, this type of pregnant Kohen. No, Kohen is not pregnant. The wife of the Kohen is also pregnant. Says that Rakech, she's mutaris to go to a cemetery. Why should she have to go to a cemetery? She's causing her fetus to become tameh. Wow, this is the rise in all of the tami kvayikata. Comes Rakech, says it's mutaris fake. Why? Maybe it's going to be a boy, maybe it's going to be a girl. And even if it's going to be a boy, well, maybe it'll end up becoming a nathal, it'll be not a viable birth anyway, so therefore, nothing to be concerned with. That was a famous Halakha, a fake of the Sefer Kiyah. Last year we spent about a month on the different aspects of this fake. Is it a good fake? Is it a good fake? That's a famous Rakech. The Shach and Uchus Dimas Kodim calls this fake fake. Comes the Mughal, Brahman, it's a long Kasha on the Sefer Kiyah. why do you use fake that to be matir? It should be mutter for a totally different reason. This is dinner that says in the fourth parent for tara blua. Let's say a dog, stalls a ring, and that dog walks into the cemetery. And then it walks out of the cemetery, and then it gets rid of the ring, throws up the ring. So comes the blue and says that ring is a tar. That ring is not considered to have come into contact with the mace. You know why? Because it was balua, he swallowed up inside the dog. Tara blua doesn't become tummy. Comes the mother of Roman and asks him to say, okay, what do you need to make state that we're not there? Hate the witch, we mutter because of Tara blua. Give me an idea which the reason is can be mutter. What is the reason? Is for some reason ignore Tara blua. So it was not as there, it's not a snake snake, you want to go against that, or you find that you can't avoid, you have a problem. But the mother of Rome is going to be mutter, because it's a tarab lua. So the famous question of the mother of Rome, how do you solve the problem? Why didn't the Rakech say tarab lua? One of the many ideas that we gave last year was the voice of Chaim Eisen. Chaim Eisen is a tremendous finish. Chaim Eisen says, that this we always say that a Kohen now that becomes public to Mosmets. Says what Chaim Eisen, that's not true. You know what the issue is? The Yisr is a Kohen not allowed to come into contact with a mace. He's not allowed to come. I'll call Nashua's mace to the He's not allowed to come close to a mace. What's called coming close to a mace? So usually coming close to a mace is the farm. The Mismada, the Mismasa, the Mismada, those are considered coming close to a mace. Says in the Chaim, if you're physically in the same room with a mace, you're standing over the cemetery, even though api halacha you may be able to weasel your way out by saying, well, it's not blue, I'm inside something else, so I'm not really tameh, you're right, you're not tameh to the snakes. There's still a misdirisa, you come into contact with the snakes. Shaya for a kohen to violate the iser kahuna without necessarily becoming tameh in terms of the chesed of the tara. That's why the sefer rokeach did not want to vote the principle of tara b'lua. That's why the only reason was willing to be mocked, it was based on a fake state. The famous word from Chaim Eisen. Chanan has the same word. Many, many Achareim picked up in this idea. But that's true. That Tumas Meis and Issur Kahuna, Ha'ilchu Dekoy v'Ha'ilchu Dekoy, these are two different parashiyos, and the two don't necessarily overlap. So maybe this is the answer to this question. But if the Torah would have just said that a Kohen is not allowed to come into contact with these, what would I have said? Maybe I would have made the following question. When you come into contact with this dam, you're not really becoming tummy to this maze. You're too close to comfort. This dam just came out of the maze. The maze, it's a dam and nefesh. I would have said, that's called coming into contact with the maze, even though you didn't become tummy to this maze. Kamash below the Pascha Pashas, who does? The revised dam is mamish tummy to this maze as well. So just putting together all this, we just answer Pesach Kasha. Place out of all Kasha, you have one. Gemara in Masechas Chulin that quotes the pasuk for Revi'ez Dam and a mix. Then you have another Gemara in Masechas Sanhedrin that quotes a different pasuk. Why do you need to tzuf? What tzarechi and gadol? So we are trying to explain pasuk. We're trying to answer pasuk's kasha and say no. There's a very, very real need for both pasukim. Right? But just for the pasuk that says you find it in this maze, that wouldn't necessarily mean that a kind of muzar. But maybe it's like a tumash and a nazar galayachalah. And just because the Torah says that a Kohen's Muzah doesn't necessarily mean that a Kohen's Muzah is mace. Maybe that would be like Tara Palua. So the two don't necessarily go hand in. So we're okay with Tosis. Our Tosis and Edmund, we solve Tosis' problems again. Let's get back to it anymore.
But in the case of Tumah Balua, there is a real Isser Tumah's mace here, and you're just saying that...
We're extending that. What we're saying, according to Chaim Moser, your Chaim Moser only said, you have a Tumah's mace, and Api Halacha, you happen not to be coming Tameh, right. We're going to call that called Krav on Mace. We're saying something even more than that. We're saying there's no Tumas Mace here yet, and it's still a problem. Can we say that? Can we say that? Yeah, we just did say that. But can we say that? There's Machlekes Tatanoim in the Sakas Nazir, where the Kohen is allowed to go into a room where a ghost says it. The person said, the whole thing by dying, is the Kohen allowed to go in the Machlekes Tatanoim. So the Shaila is, why should it be also? So the Gemara seems to say that even though a ghost is not coming, a ghost is kichayin called the barov, that's too close to comfort. So if you come in and take a siyam deraisa or something, or siyam deramanon, you can say no, that a ghost says true is not metamei to the space, but since he's too close to the threshold of death already, that's considered to be kravel amaze without even having to the space. So that's more similar to where we're trying to say. So let's backtrack where we left off earlier. Good. know it's stopped is ready, but first day of sleep because everyone's ready for it. The scala. Shlichas is not an excuse for the third. Everyone's got to make the appropriate chesbonos. Yeah.
Is the shir revius learned that, can we learn that from both psukim? Whether you say achol nafshus meis, or you say...
Yeah, the Gemara says nefesh, the word nefesh will be revius, yeah. So again, let's backtrack for a minute. The klal of Masechet Smachos is that kol tumah she'eina nazim yilechla ein kain muzum. That's the chik oyavar of Masechet Smachos. Comes to Benetam and says that it's dead wrong. It's against the din that proves that it's wrong is the din of Revius Dam. Revius Dam, the kain is muzum, they said all the psukim, and the ein galef ad chasism. How do you solve this problem? Let's say you don't want to throw Masechet Smachos out. Let's say you'd like to accept that Masechet Smachos. That would be very good for us if we had Masechet Smachos on our side. See why as we go on. So how can we solve this question? Is this really a bomb passion?
What if you think this is a bomb passion? So then how's it?
Oh, so maybe you make the best of another one?
It's
a Canaan, it's a Canaan Rishonim. So Tysus quotes and Brach is one possibility is that if you look at the Sugya and Seven's nose, you can figure out what's going on there. That was goofy Machlokes Hatanai. It was an old Machlokes Hatanai. What the Shia for Nazir is? There was some who said that a Nazir is Megalech and Revius, down in the base. And then there were others who said that he's only Megalech and a Chatzilut. But those others also held that the Dintuma is not a Chatzilut. It's just that we have to split Lahalacha. We, Lahalachalais, end up asking that there's a split. That a Nazir is only Megalech and Chatzilut, and that Kohen is Nazir on Revius. But there are other Tanoim who hold that the Shurim are the same, so it says that. So it could be that Masechet Smachos was following those earlier Tanoim. Those Tanoim said, in fact, there is no discrepancy in the Shurim. Did anyone accept that Tanoim of Tysus? How did the Rabban understand? So, according if Tosus is right, that the only way to save Masechet Smachos is to commit ourselves to one of the Shitas of the Kain HaRishon, which is Shalai Kavala. That which we know the halacha, the thing is like there's a stam mishnah of Nazir that says that Nazir is under galach and chatzilut, and there's a sugya throughout Shas that says that a kohen is muzer and revius dam. So we don't pass him like this kain in Harishon. We pass him like this kain macharon, like us. So according to us, it's a right that the Masechet Smachos is wrong, right? The halacha is wrong. Tosfos is trying to say that the Masechet Smachos is not crazy. It wasn't just a Torah sofer. The Masechet Smachos was said according to certain shittas in there that we don't pass him like, but that doesn't really. It doesn't really help us too much because it just shows that Masechet Smachos wasn't just somebody made a goof when they wrote that line of Masechet Smachos. It was a real bona fide shita, but its meaning was the halacha. No, that's right. So that's didn't accomplish too much. The chayyur what Tosfos says in the second teretz accomplishes a great deal. Why? What's the other way to defend Masechet Smachos?
Tons of problems. They're also
says this clock. Kol tumah in a nazir galechala in kain muzrael. What that means is like this: if you have a particular type of tumas meis that a nazir is never the galechala, it's nothing, it's zero. Nazir, no matter how much of this tumah he touches, can never be the galechala. So such a tumah is a lower level tumah in kain muzrael. That's not the story with Revius Dam. Revius Dam, true, a nazir is not the galech on Revius Dam. But Tumas Dam is something that a Nazir Shaykh to Haraya, if he has that much. They have a Chatzim with the Dam, so the Nazir is the Galeach on it. So it says, Taisus, that's not a violation of this Klal. The only time something is included in this Klal, Kol Tum Shein, Nazir, Galeach, Lein, Kol Tum Shein, that's only if it's a type of a Tumah that the Nazir is no Shaykh. Zero, and the Mishnah says, let's give a few examples of this. But as long as the Nazir in theory is the Galeach, sometimes that's good enough to label it as a type of a Tumah, which is coin Muzrah. The bottom line is first to defend the Masechet Smachos. The thing is that the time that the Valley of Tosfos is the Masechet Smachos right now. My Nachmanim will be, who cares whether we accept the Masechet Smachos? We have a whole series of Nachmanim, very, very, halacha l'maaseh Nachmanim. Who remembers last year we spoke about this? Where did we talk about this, Shem? Yeah, before that, before that. Actually, go with the Berkeley, yeah, what else? And we'll move anymore. Shash, one more for the summer. So through lots of those are the three cases, right? That we mentioned this class. So let's go through and see what ramifications are like and whether this cloud is right. The answer of the cloud is wrong, and the other days of the other cloud is wrong. The Gemara says in Masechet Chulin that
based on the pasuk b'chol sheigal pnei hasadeh. When you touch something which is out in the field somewhere, it becomes obvious. What does that mean? Pleasure pnei hasadeh. Is it a mace or is it not a mace? It's a mace, and then you tell me it's a mace. You can't where it is. Pnei hasadeh. Something where it says that's coming to the rabbi the following. It's coming to include that if you touch something, even if it's not the mace itself, this is called the girl of the doifek. You also tell me what the world's girl of the doifek mean. So Rashi learns in a few places that girl of the doifek means the aron. Girl means the top of the aron, the doifek means the size of the aron. That's Rashi Shita. So if you touch an aron or mace, even though you didn't really touch the mace itself, you become tummy with the raisa. Girl of the doifek. So comes places and says, Pilei Ploim is against the Gemara Mesechta Brachos. So we're going to pass the famous sugya about covet of Rias. The Gemara's cloud that. Let's say, a person is walking in the middle of the street, and all of a sudden he looks at his suit and he realizes Gevalt and has a shot in it. He's got to rip the suit off right away. It's very embarrassing. He's going to take off his jacket and pull it. That's good. Then he looks at his pants. He says, oh, Gevalt, there's 90% of all pants that live in the shot in his pants. He's got to take his pants off. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what you got to do. And the Gemara says, what if it's underwear? You name it, the Gemara's going to get mamish. A few aru b'shuk, you have to get undressed. You can't wear shatnas. Why not? The Gemara says it's wearing shatnas, it's an issa deraisa, so we have a cloud. In chachma ve'ek fun ve'ek se ne'er v'sham. It comes to it, it's an issa deraisa, so cover up reels and that way about that. But then the Gemara tells it down a little bit. The Gemara says, let's say it's a shatnas derabana. So, comes to the Gemara and says, it's a shatnas derabana, man, it's an issa derabana, so cover up reels, you'll have to go home quickly and get undressed, and you wear something else appropriately. But that's the cloud. So the Gemara develops from this cloud, this is true in all areas, namely, that you're allowed to violate a suit in Rabbanon, it's going to cost you a code of business. The most important for Shabbos. Let's say, halachah ma'aseh, you go somewhere where there's no toilet paper, there's no toilet paper, there's no tissues, there's nothing that was ripped beforehand. So you're allowed to rip toilet paper for Shabbos or not. So if you hold the toilet paper, it's in their eyes, so spend the rest of Shabbos in the bedroom. If you hold that rip toilet paper, it's in their Rabbanon, so Pasha's covenant of Rios would be not there to rip toilet paper. So is ripping toilet paper, this is the rise of this is the Rabbanon, so that's a machlek to Rishonim. So therefore the Pasuk says, what you should do is you should rip it in such a way that for sure only this is the Rabbanon, to do with your shin, do with your teeth, with your elbow, something like that. So then it's for sure only the Rabbanon. If you rip it regularly as a shiloh, because it's a Kriya Shlomo and Atmos for, but it's for positive reason, machlek is Pasha, the Rabbanon, complicated sugya, even as a Shabbos. So to circumvent that problem, if you rip it there, Shiva, then for sure it's mutter the machum cover of it.
I think that's how you do it on the perforations in it.
You don't find out the cost, right? The Shalom Deraisa, some of them have a Chashash, maybe a Shalom Tikkun Kli or Bonus, some kind of a Chashash Deraisa. The others will say maybe it's a Darabon, some maybe a Mahoko Rabriya, etc. So it depends. If it's Deraisa, then forget it. Mahoko Rabriya is not lucky, because somewhere else to the bathroom. If it's only this Darabon, then maybe it's going to be Mutter Mahoko Rabriya. So, the Chorus, it depends. If he used to live in Washington Heights, he only had one bathroom gets stuffed up.
How do you do it? So according to those who say it's a shalav deraisa, so you have to do the shiloh. You can do that. Any ideas? What? Heat. Heat. Huh? Heat. Yeah. Huh? Heavy. That's a shiloh. So I did many times in the heights. Don't repeat this, please, for anybody. You put it in. <laughs> That works. It works. Yes. Okay.
And again, that's assuming that it's a shalav derais. If you do it there, shino, you can tell it there are manas, and then cover business money. So I've had this problem. We live now, Baruch Hashem, we've left the house, and now we have four bedrooms. So sometimes it happens where you have to pull out. That's usually when plumbing doesn't know when we've got plumbing. But anyway, so we have the whole family's up with the yontif or something. That's usually where the problem's at. We have 20 people. So, you have to have as many bathrooms as possible functioning, so that's still going to be a violation of covenant reus. Okay, hold on, if you make like that also. So, it just happened to Shabbos. And it was just my wife, myself, and three kids. So, that's real bathrooms. So, what's the big deal? So, my wife asked me, can I please go do it there? Shit, like I do all the time. So, I said, the Phineas died, I don't think they had to hear. I said, just close the door and they'll use their bathrooms. So, they'll use their bathrooms. So, what's going to be the terrible covenant reus at the Shabbos? We'll fix it. So,
That's I think it is. And I think that even if it's this is the Rabbana, is it the Rabbana? Only Mutter if it's Kavan Abiyah. So
what's the Kavan Abiyah about? This that idea of Rabbanisha to be that the Chassid doesn't fly. Is that because the Chassid doesn't fly? Is that because the Rabbana when it goes to that?
Yeah, the Chassid said that we need to be afraid of it.
It's not the Chassid.
Right. That's right. Might as well be that would I really have to be mutter? Okay, maybe it's a little bit of tzarech shamayis. Okay, so if you hold that, it's only this to the rabbana. So then, I'm really have to be mutter. It's not the pashas is that it's some mitzvah because the gemara speaks about the gemara b'sach tzibus tafsamach. We'll look at tomorrow l'shem. Tafsamach and tzibus. The gemara speaks about if you have a tzino she'ol ve'kashkash, if you have a pipe which is stuffed up. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to remove the leaves till Yachayad because it's causing a flood in your house. So the first thing I have on my plate is that the same as that the Tzidash Olaf has Katsum or not? That's the Shah. So it sounds to the Gemara that there's something wrong with it. Shah is maybe something to Rabbanan over the end. It's sort of discussion. Anyway, to get back to the story, the Gemara brought up, he says, this is true, all these things, one of the basic covenant of Rias is Mukha. So then the Gemara extends it even more. The Gemara says, you know, usually being covered up with sleeves, like stuff in the bathroom, like I walk around with clothes on, those are real covered up rias. There are other types of covered up rias, like going lacrosse hamela. You know, king comes to town, so if only three people show up, that's the big desire. So for everybody to go, that's also considered to be covered up rias as well. Also, it's not exactly the same. Yeah, the Gemara says the same. The king comes, it's supposed to be holding across the wall.
So every person is important?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's a big word. They're supposed to go across the wall. That's what I meant. A few years ago in Yale, so my brother-in-law graduated Yale Medical School. So we invited us to come to graduation. He said, by the way, if you want, Bush is coming also. So it can happen. He was present for it. So Bush spoke, and my brother spoke. There were a few other speakers also, but they were there. My brother spoke. So they were there, but they also. So I held the imam, you mechuyf to go. I said, if you have an opportunity to go, the grass and milk. So I'm supposed to go, the grass and milk. So they had a number, I had a machlokes with my other brother, who was Yosef, who was in Sharatera, about whether he's supposed to make the bracha on a melech. You see a melech, boss of melech, he's supposed to say, Yishachorot mei. So there's a whole shot on the post when you make that brought to the president because he doesn't have his full powers of the king. He does that. Anyway, so it was a Shiloh. So my brother asked his Rosh Hashim, and his Rosh Hashim said he should make the bracha. So I said, okay, fine, we'll make the bracha. That's fine, you might see me, please. So as soon as the president Bush got up to speak, so everyone else was going to pull him and everything. So he said, okay, quick, right now, make the bracha. And he said, oh man, you're going to have a kavala. Anyway, so the Gemara says that, let's say you have a Kohen who wants to go across the Mela. So the only way to get to the Mela is to go over, you have to go through the basic bars. So what's he going to do that? Because that's a Mesider Isis, you know, you can have yourself from a Mesider Isis, you go across the Mela. But if you don't want to be a Tumas de Rabbanan, so then it's okay. I'm going to give a few examples of Tumas de Rabbanan. So in that Sugi, the Gemara says, Amr Abulaz Rabbi Tzadok, you have to be a Kohen, his father is Rabbi Tzadok from the second getting from the Kanta of Akanta stories. We used to actually walk over coffins, we walk over a reddish remains, the cross of Allah. Why? I isn't walking over a coffin, this is there, and I see every mile on the base. The Tumas Olaf means there are a few kinds of Tumas Olaf. Either if we're in the same room, under the same ceiling, that's one kind of Olaf, or I'm leaning over the mace, or the mace is leaning over me. Those are all three types of Olaf. So if we're walking over a coffin, we're leaning over the mace of the coffin. So shouldn't that be a problem in that Torah? The Gemara says, no, it's not a problem there. I said, when there's a din of what's called an oil amasik. Let's say you have a mace. Let's say probably less than this. Let's say you have a mace in this room. And somebody in a popular room, somebody on the fourth floor in the same room. So that person does not become something else to his idol. I is leaning on top of the mace. So no, that this is a mopsik. And as long as you have a path of airspace from when the mace ends before the roof hits, so it's a special option. See that it's mafsik to connect to it, it's chaytis to connect to it. So the Gemara says that in Aron, it has that, because
because of the days.
So comes
Taisit and says, the Chur Rashi's wrong. The Rashi said that the Choshi got now saw the means of the Rabbah's door and other thing, but the Oren is Katami as an entity in and of itself, not only because there's a maze inside, but the Oren is a number of other things, because there's what's the Gemara talking about whether the Rabbah or initiation of the Sefer Tavim, or the Sefer Tavim, it should be this at the Rice, and it should be walking over the Hope. And if you go to the Dothik, the Gemara says it's Katami to oil itself. So Dami Halcha, the issue of what the Sefer Tavim, it should be coming out to the Oren. So comes Taisis in the Sefer Brach, there's super simple, there's also the stuff at the end of the Rashi as follows, that what's the marker that goes to the Dothik is Tami, that's a positive Pashas Kulka, the Choshi Gavri has said that. There's no positive Pashas M1 that says that goal of the Dothik is a problem for Kohen. It's not going to be a Zion, but it's a positive by Kohen. So it's a positive Pashas Kulka. So it's Tami Tumas Meis. So not every Tumas Meis necessarily carries over to an Issa for Kohen. So you have to figure out, so what quality you look to, so you look to Masechas Machas, Masechas Machas says that Kol Tumas Shein and Nazim Galecha, but Ein Kohen Israel love, so the Mishnah Masechas Machas happens to say, our good luck is, that a Kohen is not Megalech and Golub Adayfik. So says Taisus, a father, Golub Adayfik Rash is right, that if you touch an Ori, you leave an Ori, you become Tami Tumas Meis in their eyes, no question about it. There's no Issa for Kohen, because Kol Tumas Shein and Nazim Galecha, but Ein Kohen Israel love. So Taisa says, we don't want to throw this out of the window, we don't want to save it, save Rashi.
Can I ask about Asbel?
Different scale. Oh, let me start. Check the summer notes. Check. What's the website, Josh?
Reads.edu.org.
You're fine. Let's go for that. It's a complication. Okay?
Good. So this is Taisa's solution to the problem.
That's a different problem. Right, that's a different problem.
Good. So far, so good. So Taisus doesn't want to throw the second smokes down so fast, it would help us for rations.
So comes Taisus the second smokes and raises another important issue where this the second smokes becomes critical. Is it then called Chev or Ev Kecholo? That Taisus says also, Pashas called Kosh Yiga Pnea, so the same concept, Bechal Chera. What does it mean, Bechal Chera? Who cares how the person dies? The question is not Chev or Ev Kecholo. That if you touch a metal kli, if I touch the mace, some of them say only metal, other shams say other kelim also, some of them only metal. If you touch a metal kli that touched the dead body, so that's, you also become tummy tumas mace. Normally the din is the tumor only goes down a level. A mace is a bit also tumor. So if a mace touches something, so that goes in other tumor, then it touches something else, becomes a rishon, shamish, rish, etc. So the exception to that kli is chabarek chol. The metal kli touches the mace, the metal thing becomes an idea of also tumor. If you touch it, you become an other tumor. So comes Taisa and discusses, is a kohen allowed to touch something which is a chev or ev kechol? What's the difference?
So,
is probably not going to do that. So, this is what Benishon, for sure it's not. Let's put it on because of my time. Let's put Benishon here. So what's it? Is a kohen muzar chev or ev kechol? So this was a famous discussion between Buhnu, remember? Yes, remember? Between Rebbe Chaim and Rebbe Natan. Okay, not Rebbe Chaim, Rebbe Natan. Rebbe Chaim was one of the Bali Atosis. He happens to also be a Kohen. Rebbe Chaim and Kohen.
He's
a bias. What?
He's a
bias. He's a bias, yeah. So, what? It's Tom. Rebbe Chaim Kohen was Rebbe Natan's Tom. So, Rebbe Natan said something about Chavar and Chol. Rebbe Natan said that a Nazir becomes Tommy the Chavar and Chol has to be Megalev. That's what Rebbe Natan said. So come to Rebbe Chaim, who started what was Rebbe said. He writes, well, they wrote a letter to his Rebbe, to Rebbe Natan, and said, how can you, Rebbe Natan, say that a Nazir is Muzah on a Chev or Ekechol, but that would therefore mean
is that a kayin is also muzar on the chaver and the column, the nazim is going to put the lamb love, then a kayin is muzar on love, but at the time of ready, which really the letter, you wouldn't like that. Why? Because Rabbi Nachman's kasha is premising what? That the Sefer Smoch was right, because Rabbi Nachman himself held us dead wrong. So Rabbi Nachman didn't like that letter too much for a lot of reasons. But Rabbi Nachman was assuming the Sefer Smoch was right, and saying, if you Rabbi Nachman are right, then the nazim is going to let have ready kolo. Therefore, the corollary of that is that a coin is muzer on chevra v'cholol in kain says Rabbi Nachayim. I got a big problem. What's that big problem? Who's kind of pin here, right? Okay, so Dana's got to run out of this room as fast as possible.
Why?
Because the chevra v'cholol right here. A watch is a chevra v'cholol. I've been in the basic world with this watch on. My keys are chevra v'cholol. Anything metal is chevra v'cholol. So how could Daniel be in the same room with the chair break the call? That was a bit of Chaim's kasha to Rabbi Natan. To which Rabbi Natan responded. What do you think Rabbi Natan responded?
No.
What? No, can I reference? What? No, Rabbi Natan is up to Greek because Rabbi Natan holds that there is no cloud. So according to Rabbi Natan, this is a real serious problem. What's the answer for Rabbi Natan? There is no answer. Rabbi Natan says, yeah, you're right. Daniel, you get lost if you're Rabbi Natan. Right. The Tam said that a coin is not a muzar on chayav rei kol.
Can you start the Maseches Machos?
No, the Maseches Machos is going to save us. The Tam is not going to agree.
The
Tam said that a coin is muzar even on things where nozer is not the galayah on. And here, the Tam is going to say, she is the galayah on. So according to the Tam, it's mamash pillar
from his hands.
He doesn't answer. He says, yes, that's not. It's not awesome. He wasn't a credit Ben Tam. He wasn't his problem. Ben Tam says, yeah, Mechinam, it's not a very serious problem. Rabbi Nachayim said that the reason why a Kain is allowed to be in a room with the Cherub Rebbe Chol is daft because the Sefer Smachos is right. Okay? And Rabbi Tam also said in the Talmud that a Nazir is not going to be allowed to be in a Cherub Rebbe Chol. How do we pass in the Allah Shukran? So do we accept the Sefer Smachos or not? So the only thing that's permitted the Koran is Manazeh, being roofed with the metal kalim, which is all the quran of this man is there, are all assuming two things. They're assuming that the Maseches Smachos is right. They're also assuming that the nazir is not mekaleach and chayav rei kol, which are both highly questionable statements. The minhag of Rambam is clearly assuming that way. The Rambam quotes this minhag. The Rambam says that you're allowed to be making like this. That we assume that the Maseches Smachos is right. The only quirk is that the Shulchan Aruch writes that if that's true, that the Paskin, the Chevra Kol, is not a problem because the Sefer Smachos is in fact accepted in Halacha, so then we should also Paskin that the Kain is not Muzer on a good level, right? The Kain should be Mutter to touch the Kashin Aron, right? We should Paskin, right? So the Shulchan Aruch has a strange thing. Shulchan Aruch writes that even though Minat Torah is probably true, that a Kain is not Muzer on a good level, but Midir Rabbanan is Muzer on a good level. Midir Rabbanan, they don't want you to rely on the Sefer Smachos. So all the Muslims say, okay, so then throw Daniel out of the room with the Rabbanan. Because the din of Chev Rei Kechol, the din of Gol, it's the same pasuk. V'chol ha-shegal p'nei ha-sol, v'eb ha-chal ha-chera. Decide, is it Kayin Muzer or Kayin not Muzer? So when I tell you want to say he's not Muzer with the Rabbanan, he's not allowed to do it. So then how can you split the Pesach between the two? So that's the pasuk says it's 7 years old. I'm not sure why we split. The mindset until we do split, we say the Gol is also, and the Chev Rei Kechol is a bad move. There's Mechaber, folks. The Mechaber writes that. So anyways, let's just put things back in perspective over here, just to sum for a second. Well, so we all started out with Agamar. Agamar says there will be his name, there may is a problem. There's a problem for a tumor, it's possible to pop the call in him also. Yeah, there's some sukkah, there's no courage. But for myself, the fool of us, that was a problem. We have Tosis, first step of the Shia, how does this dinner be his name relate to his name in Arvela, and his name in Asherah, that's all these things. The Tosfos started off by saying that there's a cloud called the Kol Yam, a cloud called the Dam, is the cloud buffer. And the only reason why we need something in certain cases is just tactical reasons. But basically, the Svar Pshuta is the Dam of the cloud buffer. The Tosfos made it without face, basically, the one that says, so the Dam is really not the cloud buffer. It can be really neat something, and unique Zeres and Kosos. And you've never ever dreamt on your own the Dam is the cloud buffer. That's how Tosfos ultimately concluded. That was the first half of the year. Then we said that 7 a.m. is this din that Rabbi is down, a coin is moving on, notwithstanding the fact that a nazir is not going to let a chatzi down, So this caused Rabbi Natan to throw out the whole Masechta Smachot. We show that those brothers wasn't so convincing as well as Masechta Smachot just so fast. And you could be doing for the right Rabbi Natan. And we pointed out that this Masechta Smachot is not just a theoretical question. This is very much the Maisa. This is going to affect Hilchos Golan Adofek. This is going to be the solution to Rosh Hashita and Golan Adofek is a problem. And this is going to be the potential solution to the problem of Chavarim Cholo. So we don't want to throw out the Masechta Smachot so fast. Hopefully tomorrow. So there's one other nice problem in terms of the Masechta Smachot, which is also relevant to the Maisa. It's the issue of Sofim Alam Seis. And then I want to speak a little bit about this din of Rabbi Yisdan, a little bit more about this din of Rabbi Yisdan, the people who issued this around. The Ram has a mamash, Yonis and Rechlal Shiva, about what's Pshat Hagen Mark on Rabbi Yisdan, so should we get a little bit of a better information?
Just to assume, you don't have to make two assumptions. If you don't know, it's not in the layout, right?
To be home that another, from El Chaim was only mafia, trying to go very, very close. He held that another was not in the layout, and now whatever knows is not in the layout.
You don't have those.
No, Rebbe Chaim needed both. Rebbe Chaim needed the Masechta Smachot.
I have to say, if you don't hold the Masechta Smachot, that's kosher. You can't just say that they don't make it at all.
No, you have to hold both. You have to say that number one, that it knows is not going to land on it. And number two, you have to say, therefore, it's not a possible thing. Either one of those two things are wrong.
If you have the Masechta Smachot, that's why I would say Kohen's Mizrahi. That's it. What was there going to be around?
Oh, you want to say, we said before that it's not possible to get too much Kohen.
Yeah,
no, so that's good for the issue of the Masechta Smachot. So you deny the Masechta Smachot, so what you're saying is that whatever is coming is a problem for the Kohen. And that's good for the Shabbat time. Okay, good.